look to my life. I can take a wild guess. You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side or the dark side?
Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side, your Thursday night freak show. You can't hear anything?
I am not hearing a thing.
There's a in front of you. You may want to check the volume there. I'm talking to not the audience. I should be talking to the audience. I'm talking to my special guest tonight, Amazon Eve, the world's tallest model. I have two of my three guests in the studio. Josie's going to get the other one. I also have Frankie Loyal in the studio, who's an equally interesting person. He's a drummer. He's an actor. He used to be a luchador wrestler. He's got a lot of interesting stories. And while we're waiting for, and we have Tessa LaCoyles coming in, the former Danny Danger. But can you hear?
I can hear it now. Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you. Before we get started, I did want to make a couple announcements. We've got some great shows coming up, including this one. But next week, we are going to have Sin Quirin and Aaron Rossi from the band Ministry are going to be in here. So it's going to be an all-Ministry show, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm a big fan of Ministry and industrial rock, so that's going to be great. And then the week after, Ginger Lynn and Hell's Bell will be in the studio. So that's going to be some naughty, naughty fun.
Nice fan of Ginger Lynn.
Oh, I ran to Ginger Lynn in the lobby, as a matter of fact, because she does a show here at Skid Row Studios. I was on her show on Monday. And I did want to thank Ginger Lynn and Nina Hartley, especially Nina Hartley, who gave me a hand job on the show. And that's the way they do things over there.
That's why you know who these people are. They're stars.
Frankie Loyal apparently has been, he has an extensive collection of adult movies, I would guess.
No, I just dated him. I have the therapy bills to prove it.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. We're going to talk about that. And before we get started, while we're waiting for Josie and Tessa LaCoyle, we might as well get it over with. Although I do love this service. It's our show is being sponsored by Audible.com. I love Audible.com. I actually picked out books for everybody on the show. Oh. Amazon Eve. You would not think there's a book for you on Amazon.com. Not Amazon.com. What am I talking about? Audible.com. Audible,
I love Audible books.
I'm so flustered by what happened with Josie had battery problems. Tesla Coil's having some parking problems. Audible.com is sponsoring the show, not Amazon.com. Audible.com, although Audible is owned by Amazon, so you can check in with your Amazon accounts very easy. But you would not think there's an audiobook for you, Amazon Eve, and you would be wrong.
Because
how about The Volatile Amazon by Sandy James? That sounds a lot like you, and that's 12 hours and 53 minutes. You can get that free if you go to audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow, or just go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the audible.com banner ad right next to my smiling face. Boom, you're in. Check in with your Amazon account. You're all set. Frankie Loyal, I know you used to be a wrestler.
Yes.
Actually, Amazon was a wrestler too, so this would fit both of you.
It's got the arms, I can tell. It's not Cirque du Wrestling, is it?
No.
So these guys used to wrestle, and who knows? There may be some wrestling after the show. I've wrestled some pro wrestlers on the show, but there's a lot of wrestling books on there. There's Dusty Rhodes' autobiography, there's Hulk Hogan's autobiography, but the one that caught my eye was The King of New Orleans: How Junkyard Dog Became the First Pro Wrestling's First Black Superstar by Gene Klein, and that is Gene. I dig. I think it's a different gene, but yeah. I dig Junkyard Dog. And, hey, download an MP3, get the whole story about the Junkyard Dog. That'd be great.
Thanks.
I actually picked out a book for Josie as well because I just put in Cat, K-A-T. Uh-huh. And I got
love is arm art. Love
Picking Up an Extra Cock for Cat. But I'll yes, there's a book called Picking Up an Extra Cock for Cat. So I got that. So
I thought you were going to get How to Be on Time and Impress Your Friends.
No, not for Josie Cat. No, she's never on time, and you know.
She'll be late for her own funeral.
No, yeah, so I'm going to turn the camera around because I want to make sure that this is on here, and I want to start with Amazon Eve. Amazon Eve is one of these people. I met Amazon Eve. I was there's some people that you just meet and you're like, I got to talk to this person and find out that story. You are not only beautiful, but you are 6'8".
Yes,
in bare
201.19 centimeters, 5'20", 4'32", about 18 and a half horse hands. You go to a standard
so
door
who
jam.
Measures height by horse hands?
I used to live on a horse ranch.
Oh, okay.
I come from Central California, and we had horses and cows and grapes and peaches and
well, I'm sure
rednecks.
You're stomping out. I'm sure.
What part?
Yeah, what's part
you
of
know, Turlock? Nothing says, you know, gun shop like Turlock.
Right. And
Turkey Tech.
You know Turkey Tech?
Oh, yeah, we got
Are you from Central California too, Frankie?
I got kicked out of there when I was 16.
Really? So you guys probably grew up very short.
Well, me and my buddy Rhino got stranded over there in Turkey Tech.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Small world. Yeah, little streams in a thirsty land.
Hold on. Yes, please. If you can meet them in the parking lot, and I, yeah, and if do you have any money on you, I'll come here. I'll get some, give you some money. Okay, there's
Big
a whole parking situation. I apologize. Just when we're bonding about Central California, there's a whole parking situation. And
plenty of parking in Central California. Far, it's down in Southern California.
Far be it from
any.
Josie to carry cash. But if you can come get them, and we're going to talk, because these are two fascinating people. You know, Amazon Eve, you are in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's tallest model.
Yes.
And in Japan, they call you Babezilla.
Yes. I got off the plane there, and it's not, you know, like Godzilla. It's like, oh, Babezilla.
And here's what I don't believe in your biography.
What don't you believe?
Well, I believe, what I don't believe is, and this is what I hear from every model, and every beautiful woman I ever meet. When I was a kid, when I was in high school and junior high, I was ugly and everybody hated me. No guys liked me, right?
Yes. I was skinny.
I say
boobs.
Oh, men hate skinny chicks. We hate skinny chicks.
Well, if you pull a bunch of guys and you ask them if you want like stick chick, right? Versus chick with booty and some.
No, I like booty. I like booty. I like big. You got booty now. I'll tell you that.
Okay, there's two types of women in our family. There's the sticks, right? We're talking German chicks here, like super stick.
Ooh, wow.
Right? Or the big Frau, big, you know, beer stein carrying, you know, big booby monster. I don't want to say fat because you're not allowed to say that, but Rubenesque.
Curvy.
More than curvy.
Oh, Josie like. No, she's not here. I shouldn't even say that.
Yeah, we can't talk that way.
Come on, Frankie. You can laugh at that. That's okay.
Josie's beautiful.
I'm kidding. I got to wait till she's here before I start busting on her.
I'm a fit person. I got
no,
muscles.
I see you got muscles. No, but Josie's a curvy woman. She's got big. Yeah, so I know what you're talking about. And there's some women that are bigger. But so how your father, you must be taller than your parents, right?
My mom was 6'2". My mom was like exhausting to look at. She's gorgeous. And my mom could have.
Because
been
I got to tell you, I was researching you thoroughly during the week.
Yes.
And that got pretty exhausting.
There's a lot out there on me.
There's a lot of pictures, a lot of bikini pictures.
I do a lot of bikini shoots. I wrestle in a bikini. I do it mostly for show, but you know, you get serious with it after a while. You learn a little Brazilian jiu-jitsu and judo.
Oh, okay. So you have studied.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, because Frankie Loyal, who plays drums in the Ryle 9 Collective.
Yes.
And now Tessa LaCoyle's here. I got your Slurpee over there.
Woo!
And she is here. And Tessa, have a seat. Tessa, I wanted to introduce you. We were starting the show without both of you. And I already got in a line that you can tell me to fuck off, Josie, on you. But
okay, I got to ask something right now. Is that a cross in your chest?
That is a cross on Tessa LaCoyle's chest. You look fabulous.
Thank you, Cupcake.
You look fabulous.
You're hot.
She's
thank,
hot.
Thank you.
She's hot.
I want to touch
you. Josie,
heart.
Can you give give Josie Josie? Can you give Tessa her Slurpee? And
I get paid in Slurpees.
Your Perrier is around here somewhere. Yes, there you go.
No, I love my Perrier.
Yeah, got your Perrier. I got a cherry Slurpee. I didn't know what you wanted.
Well, this is perfect. It
everybody's
my
tatted up except for me. I don't.
No, I have no tats.
You don't have any tats.
We'll just have to do a show and have a tattoo artist come on.
Right. Well, we're gonna do that. No, Amazon. Why mess with a good thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the body art.
Right.
I tend to play a lot of monsters and creatures in Hollywood.
Well, you're in the right room here because we've got...
Welcome.
This is a creature feature.
Tesla Coyle, this is Amazonian. If you both could stand up, let me have the wide shot because I want to... Let me just see real quick here. I just want you to get some perspective on who you're hanging out with.
And Tesla has heels on, too.
Yes.
Whoa! Yes.
This is the world's largest... I might have to get a shot of this. Hold on. You guys, hold on. You guys snuck up on me with the picture thing.
Here we go. I'm in flats, so this will give it really good perspective.
Right. And so this is...
Hi.
That's quite a sandwich there, Frankie.
Do we have small, medium, and large?
depends what you think is large.
Size.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. I got that. I'm taking pictures of everybody here. Amazon Eve is towering over everybody. Frankie's just sitting there enjoying it. Frankie's got like the six of the most beautiful. I'm mesmerized. Six of the most beautiful breasts bouncing on his head. Tesla Coyle, this is Frankie Loyal and Amazon Eve. Amazon Eve was talking about, she grew up in Central California. She, and I'm sure you have the same story. I brought this up with you, but every woman, every beautiful woman, every model I know has this story. I was so ugly as a kid, nobody liked me, blah, 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 blah. Do you have that story, Tessa?
You know, I never really paid much attention to my physical appearance growing up, but I was definitely a nerd. Like, you know, I was the only girl in the chess club, and I was the only girl on stage crew. Oh, yeah, I love chess.
We need to get together.
We could do topless chess or something. I don't know.
Oh, I'm still rebooking here.
This rocks.
And you can talk to her about anything. Anything Star Wars, she knows.
Oh, you remember USCF?
Wait, I'm sorry. You said Star Wars, and I was totally I want to backsmack you right now.
Star Trek. What's the matter with you? Don't you remember?
We had the same conversation last time.
We did.
Don't you remember? Tesla Coyle is one of the best.
Fantasy.
Okay.
Tesla Coyle is one of the best guests we ever had.
She'll throw a nail at me.
She was known as Danny Danger.
I have six of them and two tasers in my bag.
I tase your nipples again?
Oh, you can do the tops of my breasts this time. How's that?
Okay.
Well, this is what I wanted to get at. You changed your name.
I have.
Josie, as you know, you remember her as Danny Danger. She has changed her name, changed her look somewhat. There's not the mohawk, but I do like what you've done with your hair.
Thank you.
And so you're sort of phasing out of the extreme stunt woman business?
Well, I don't know that phasing out is the proper terminology. I don't know if you guys watch Doctor Who at all.
I do.
Really? Okay.
No, I do.
Okay, so think of it this way. This is myself as the doctor regenerating.
Okay.
I'm not trying to run from my past or change it at all, but I am trying to do something different with my life.
Right. Because Sin Fisted actually commented on Instagram. Our friend that was here last week who shot sparks from her crotch. And there's a picture of her shooting sparks of her crotch at you.
Yeah. Her and I did a show together in Phoenix.
Yeah, trust me. I scoured that picture tremendously this week.
Times.
Between you and Amazon Eve, I might have arthritis.
Is research a slang term for something?
It can be. Yes. I did a lot of research for this show.
Frankie, not
a lot of research on you, but I did a lot of research on these girls. That is quite a sandwich you're in, sir. That you get those are two spicy happy, pieces huh? of bread right there. So Sin Fisted wanted to know, when did you change your name and why did you change your name?
Well, I put in the paperwork on Halloween Day of last year, so 2013.
How appropriate.
Thank you. And I think it finally went through sometime the beginning of January.
So you're allowed to change your name legally more than once?
Yeah, definitely. I changed my name legally the first time back in Arizona, and that's when I changed it to Danny Danger, and then I changed it from Danny Danger to Tesla Coyle just this last year here in the state of California.
Okay.
What's the process?
It's different from state to state. For California, all it takes is a lot of time and a whole lot of money. When everything was said and done, it cost me upwards of $1,200.
What? Really? To get,
well, between all of the court documentation, all of the court appearances, because you have to pay per paperwork, per appearance, plus everything with your Social Security office, everything with DMV, you just gotta, once you compile all of that, it was quite a bit of money.
Wow.
And by the way, I should mention, since you stopped the show, Josie, if you go to audible.com, if you go to the Dark Mark Show, get your Audible 3 trial, they do have My Inventions, the autobiography of Nikolai Tesla.
Oh, it's a wonderful read. You should pick it up.
Well, they have the other book on audible.com. If you go to Dark Mark Show, click on the Audible link, get a 30-day free trial, you can get that free. Or you can get the book I got for you, which was picking up an extra cock for Kat, K-A-T, a wife shared double team sex erotica story by DP Backhouse. They've got everything on audible.com. But anyway, so
well, thank you.
So what are you transitioning into?
You know, I decided that I wanted to go back to school and I wanted to go into the medical field. And that was the biggest reason that I wanted to change my name is because I didn't want to go into med school with the last name Danger.
But you wanted to go into med school with the name Tesla Coil.
Well, I wanted something just as unique, but a little bit less superhero and a little bit more professor.
Professor LaCoil.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. And we got Frankie here. We haven't really talked to Frankie. Frankie, we're overwhelmed, as you might expect.
I'm
loving
it. I'm good.
Yeah, but Frankie, you play drums for the band Ryle 9
Collective.
Yeah. When I think of collective, I think of, you know, marijuana dispensaries. So
you're the second person to say that this week.
Yes. What's you hang out with a lot of stoners, apparently.
No, not at all.
But
all the hippies hang out.
But
right?
The Ryle 9 Collective, that's
it's an oi band.
Oi band, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, we're based out of L.A.
Yeah? And so you've acted.
I've acted.
You've wrestled.
I've wrestled.
Now, I was reading on your IMDb page, I was very impressed. You were in a movie with Tilda Swinton, the Academy Award winner. Did you have any scenes with her?
I did. My scene for the movie was with her. And it was one of those things that, you live in Hollywood land of smoke and mirrors, and it's one thing when you get behind all that and you meet somebody and you work with them. I was nervous because I was walking down the street and somebody was like, hey, you want to try it for a TV show? And I was like, nerve, you know, and then it happened.
Right.
When she came into the room, we were filming out in Reno, and she was the most just larger-than-life type person, very cool. Mm-hmm. Even when they had to shut production out and get everybody out, she was lugging equipment. I mean, she wasn't a
diva. Tilda Swinton was lugging equipment?
Not a diva, very humble. Right. And then I ran into her in San Francisco like a couple weeks later after everything had wrapped, and you know, we went up and talked. Just
cool person.
Amazing.
And so, this was one of your first acting roles, and you're acting with one of the best actresses in the world.
Trust me.
That's got to be a little intimidating.
Yeah, it was like Robert Hayes in Airplane when you're landing, he's all sweat and everything. Right. She was very...
Well, I bet she made you better.
I love that lady.
Yeah,
mad props.
And you played you've substituted drums for the Untouchables.
I have. I was a rescue drummer. We did Punk Rock Bowling last year. We did a couple shows back to back, and that was
in
fun.
Vegas, or
yeah, it was in Vegas. I grew up listening to them, so it was really cool. And actually, our guitar player Moises is who's actually also in Ryle 9. That's kind of how that happened.
But Brian,
Jerry, and
how cool guys. How cool was that?
It was good. It was a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. You got to learn all the songs.
I had 22 songs to learn in less than 3 weeks, and I practice about 6-hour days because they mix them up. They have a whole show they do. So it was like going back to school. It was working.
Right. I mean, you go from watching the band
to playing
being in the band, and that's
another
surreal experience. And also on your IMDb page, it says that you were a Lucha Libre wrestler, and you started riots. That was your specialty.
Yeah, I didn't start them on purpose.
What's a riot?
It happened that way.
Yeah, so. Amazon's got a good question. Define riot.
What's a riot?
It could be something fun.
Well,
or funny.
How that happened actually was I was wrestling once, and I was always, you know, the bad guy, and I didn't want to be the typical bad guy of, I'm going to kick your... You know, it was like I kind of wanted to reinvent it and make it a little more interesting.
What you going
to
do?
Right, so
the drummer from the Untouchables.
they yelled the theme music, and of course, you know, the Technico, which is the phase for the good guy, goes out, and everybody's cheering for him.
Right.
So what? You know, and then all of a sudden they kick into my music.
Now, is this in Mexico?
No, this is actually here up by San Francisco, and then all of a sudden when I came out, or before I came out, they're playing my music, and all these people are cheering, like, I'm thinking, is the Pope out there? What's going on? Because they should be booing, and...
That's the first thing you think of when somebody's cheering.
Yeah, let's be honest. The Pope would be booed at a wrestling show, I would think.
Yeah, there's this guy in the aisle where I'm supposed to come through, and he's holding nachos and Pepsi, and he's gyrating. So they're cheering him on. And I was like, you're still in my thunder. So I ran out there, and I threw him into a bunch of chairs, and unbeknownst to me, his daughter and son was there, and the little girl looked petrified, and I felt like a jerk.
Right.
So I had to get to the ring, and between that time, people just wanted to kill me. I'd try to get on the rope. They'd throw beer. I'd slip. I'd fall off. I mean, they wanted my... Yeah, they called my mom names that I even knew existed.
Wow.
So that's kind of how that happened. So I kind of went with that, but it was...
Baby killer.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking. You know?
Wearing a mask the entire time you do this.
Yes.
That's the good thing. Yeah,
there. That was the mask.
Oh, cool.
Well, we all love Amazon.
I like Amazon. Yeah.
Amazon, you've done some wrestling.
I have.
You've wrestled guys pay to wrestle you?
Guys pay me to wrestle them, yes.
Yes, and I'm sure quite a pretty penny, too.
Sometimes.
And you always win, right? Or do you let them win once in a while?
No, I don't always win.
Do you let them win?
Well, okay. Most guys can't last more than, you know, 5 minutes. So,
no, we're talking about wrestling.
Wrestling.
Exactly.
Josie, speak up.
Oh, that Tesla, do you have some... especially, I could last a good 6 minutes
like that. I don't go fully competitive unless I'm in a, you know, a dojo with a ref or something like that. But they're private wrestling rooms. I usually wear like a one-piece Speedo, sometimes a bikini or a fitness outfit. There's this whole underground group that's been around for years. And it started, and you see some, a lot of the gals that are mud wrestlers or jello wrestlers.
Well, we had one of the gorgeous ladies wrestling on, and she does that
too. She put Mark in a headlock with her...
She squeezed me in between her legs.
That was fun.
You see, those are wussy guys. You could not last 2 minutes with me.
You need
if
to
I
put
really
Mark
wanna...
in a headlock with your legs.
Well, let's just say we'll put you in a guillotine.
Ooh, do it.
What's a guillotine? What's a guillotine?
You don't know what a guillotine is? You're in trouble.
You want to trade places and show us? Want to trade places and you'll have to show our audience?
I'll have to do that. Yeah, can we lay them out on the table and.
I can't really lay on the table. You know what the guard position is, don't you? Yeah, but the guard position is counterintuitive. Well,
there's a little space over here
if you really want to. But let me tell you something.
I've been
on the show with Salt from Gorgeous Ladies Wrestling. Buggy Nova from the WWF was here, and I arm wrestled her.
He's challenging you.
Yeah, and so I don't care how big you are. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care how hot you are.
How about on the stage?
I don't
right
care
here.
How big a boner I will have when you when you put me. I am going to. What's
wiggle
a guillotine?
His way out.
You don't know what a guillotine is.
I don't know what a guillotine is.
Oh my god! Do you know what a guillotine is?
Board,
you
want
an armbar?
Don't let me take off the jacket. Don't let me take off the jacket.
Take off the jacket.
You
do
need
it.
To take the jacket off.
Take it off.
Wow! Wow!
Here we go.
I'm gonna enjoy this. There we go.
Look, bitch. I'm gonna tell you something. Don't start with this.
Did you just call me a bitch?
Them's fighting words.
Oh, at least you didn't say the C word.
Wait. You're still sitting down. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, go ahead. Do you think you can...
Do we need to adjust the camera? Where are we going?
Oh, okay, well, you're not a bitch, but I just...
she's standing up. Are you sure?
So should we do it over here where we got some room?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my head, I'm just seeing her, like, hold out her arm with his forehead in her palm while he does this.
Okay. What? I'm going to show Mark... with the guillotine is.
Josie, you're going to have to take over and do a play-by-play.
Okay. Here we go. She's taking off her shoes. She's getting serious. Mark, don't take your shoes off, please.
One of my deadliest moves.
That's how he's going to put us all out.
It's a good thing we got somebody in the medical profession in this one.
Okay, just come down. I'll be the nurse.
Ready as hell. That's right. That's another one.
Here we go.
Can we pull this over here and pull it down for us so we can put the mic on us?
Sure.
All right.
Yes, I think. Okay. So what I just...
All right. Okay, First off, this is counterintuitive. Okay, this is the guard position.
Okay, so I think I can figure this one out.
Okay. You just have to come down here. Mm-hmm. All right.
I like this.
You said use the camera.
This one?
Is okay.
Oh, my God. And then, you know, I can do things like squeeze the shit out of you.
Wait a second.
There's all kinds of things I can do to you, okay? Now, the guillotine, I'm not ticklish.
I tried to tickle.
Can you narrate, Danny?
I don't even know that I can narrate this. I don't even see part of Mark's head. Tap out.
mercy.
Is he still breathing?
I don't know, but his face is bright red.
Josie, you're not doing play-by-play. What are you doing?
I'm doing camera work over here.
It's a hell of a night already.
You want to give him a play-by-play? Show him what's going on?
There's a whole audience listening on iTunes. They can't see this.
Children, if you're watching, please leave the room.
Okay. That wasn't bad. So, how about wait a second.
Oh, here we go.
He's got scissor. Frankie.
Now the answer is no, I won't wrestle.
I wish I had words for this, ladies and gentlemen. I really do.
We're going to put you in a figure four.
Okay.
There we go.
This looks like the classic cunnilingus position.
It's also referred to as good night, Irene. Good night.
You know, you notice I wasn't tapping out when my face was two feet away from her vagina. Thank you. Thank you, Amazon. Let me help you out.
Right on. That was good.
Oh, yeah. Amazon, you notice I did not tap out when my my head was two feet behind.
Look at this body.
My face, I could have stuck out my tongue there and licked you down.
Thank you. That was a good match.
That was awesome.
So, a professional wrestler, what did you think of that evenly matched?
It was one of those better you than me scenarios. You got whooped. Amazon owns you.
Yeah, she did own me, but I could have done. You might want to slide over so you see Amazon because Tesla's right here, and so.
You okay, honey? Are you okay?
Josie,
well, I was on Ginger's show. Ginger, blame it on Ginger on Monday.
Oh gosh,
Jenny will tell you. Nina Hartley gave me a hand job. Nina Hartley. I did not lie. Jenny, did Nina Hartley give me a hand job?
I wouldn't say hand job.
Because she touched my penis. She did touch my penis.
She swiped by it walking by.
Yeah, that's what you call a fringe benefit of the job.
That's right. That's right. I mentioned you on the show, Josie. We'll talk to Ginger about it when she's here in 2 weeks.
Yay.
So, guys paid for that, huh?
Yeah. It beats waiting tables.
So how much would that have cost?
That's a good question.
It's usually about $400 an hour.
So that was about a $50 job right there?
Oh, no. No, it depends on how long the guy lasts. Literally, I have to almost back off a lot.
If I'm fully
competitive, I can take out a guy in about 5 minutes.
So when you were in school, did you beat up a lot of guys?
No, I was actually out of shape. I was skinny. I didn't work out.
And all the guys hated your skinny physique, apparently. That's what she was telling us before.
Let's just say I was a chess nerd. Okay, I was one of those,
next time you guys come on, we're going to do some chess.
We got
a pay-per-view chess match going on with Tesla Coil and Amazon.
That's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to, do a bikini match with you.
A bikini chess match.
I'd be up for that. Frankie's ready to go.
That's what I want to do.
Frankie's going to referee in a thong. That's what's going to happen. But Tesla Coil, you were Danny Danger. And you did a recent show in Arizona, though. In December?
What was the last show that I did?
It was like in December.
Yeah, I did. I did a show for a friend of mine at a venue called The Firehouse.
Right.
In Phoenix.
Was that the last?
I wouldn't say that it's the last show. I mean, when I say that I'm sort of changing my life a little bit and I'm doing something different with it, it doesn't mean that I'm ever going to stop performing. It doesn't mean that I'm ever going to stop being a performance artist. And a superhero, a little bit, yeah. But I just, my time's been focused on different stuff recently, that's all. I don't know that I will ever stop performing entirely. I'm too much of a ham for that.
We know.
You asked me to come on the show, and I said yes. So.
Yes, and then you're like, I don't know if I'm going to do a performance. And then you're like, oh, I got a few things I could do. Just no nudity, and I understand that. You got bling. You and Josie have bling, matching bling.
No, mine fell off.
Oh, well, there you go.
We were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm.
But somebody was asking, I posted your Facebook. I posted both. I'm sorry to tell you, but I posted both their pictures today. Just through the roof, people are going nuts. Tesla Coil, but I posted your picture, Frankie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
I got a few text messages on.
So, but let me ask, because somebody asked about Tesla. They wanted to know what you have tattooed on your knuckles.
The top knuckles say "Only Hope." It's a quote from the Broadway musical Rent, and it's basically it means when you have nothing else left, you still have hope.
Right.
And then the bottom knuckles say "Boy Toy," but "Boy" is spelled with an I.
Right.
When you spell "Boy" with an I instead of a Y, that's the physical denotation for trans man as opposed to a biological man.
Really?
Yep.
I had no idea. Yep. I don't know.
Boy.
No pun intended. But and to do the knuckles, because people have tattoos on their knuckles. You go and is there? Do you have plans for your other knuckle or?
What do you mean, what other knuckle?
Well, I guess so.
Your pinkies.
Your top knuckles.
You mean the top of my hands?
Right.
No, I don't have any plans for the top of my hands. I do have, like, nerdy Star Trek tattoos on my palms, though.
Oh, you're a trekker.
Right. No, she's a total trekker. Yeah, so show her the trek.
Oh, we love you.
And
okay,
her ears.
That Spock thing going on. We love you.
Oh, yeah, show Amazon the ears.
Oh, shit. Can I say shit?
You can say
whatever you want.
I have the tops of my ears pointed, and if you like that, are you a TNG fan?
Amazon, you're going to love this.
You're going to love this. This is Brent Spiner's actual signature that I got on me at the Star Trek convention in Las Vegas a couple years ago, and I went and got it tattooed. So Brent Spiner, he thinks I'm crazy as a motherfucker, but he remembers my name. Well, now that I've changed it, I may have to tell him. But it was a really cool thing to go of the millions and millions of people that he meets all the time. Like, I saw him at several conventions after that, and he still remembered my name. So that was
you are somebody that's unforgettable. There's no question about it.
And she has a split tongue.
Do you have little horns too, don't you?
I do. They're transdermals. There's a titanium plate in my forehead on each side, and I can screw and unscrew different pieces. So I have, like, Andorian antennas that I can wear for Star Trek conventions. And
sweet!
And I've seen the pictures. And show her the tongue. We went over this last time. She's got...
Show the camera.
I think Amazon, as with everybody that sees Danny Dangerous in love. Actually, my ex-girlfriend, when you were on the show last time, who coincidentally, her name is Danny.
Okay.
Uh-huh. She fell completely in love with you. Aww. Danny Hill in Las Vegas. I'm sure she's watching, but she's oh my God, she's beautiful.
Did that tongue splitting thing hurt?
It did, but not as much as a lot of my other modifications did, and it healed really quickly. Like, a tongue split will heal in just a matter of a week or two.
What about the cross? Is that how much did that hurt?
It felt like my modification artist had a 12-foot running start and just hit me with an aluminum baseball bat.
So it wasn't too bad.
Look at Frankie.
Well, this is the second generation.
Frankie's like, what did I get myself into?
This took a total of two.
How did they put it in there?
There was a small incision scar on the bottom. It took a total of two procedures and about 3 to 4 years of full healing time to get, like, the full definition out. Because the swelling for the second procedure was pretty bad. I was black and blue from shoulder to shoulder for 3 months after.
You know how hard it is to look you in the eye. Because first off, your breasts are beautiful anyway. I think we can all agree on that. And then you got the cross. It's like, what? I can't even look you in the eye. So you're going to go to medical school. You said you were going to be working with children. And
I do work with kids, actually. Okay. I'm a volunteer gallery interpreter at the Natural History Museum.
And I'll bet the kids love you. And some of the parents are like, until they get to know you, are a little...
You know, I don't work in any sort of, like, one-on-one classrooms or anything, but I work as a gallery interpreter at the museum. So just because of the nature of the job, I do end up working with a lot of, like, school kids, but it's not, like, with any sort of assigned curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
It's just working with the kids as a representative of the museum.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's great.
But, yeah, no, they love it. But, you know, like, I don't look like this when I go to the museum. Museums are cold
naturally. But you still have that. You got the tattoos.
Well, I do have the tattoos, but...
She has a jacket on.
Yeah, it's cold in the museum, so I always wear long sleeves anyways. Right.
Luckily, it's nice and hot in here.
I get asked about the heat deliberately.
It backfired today when I was wrestling Amazon. Amazon, now, before you got the world record of being the world's tallest model, who was the world's tallest model?
I believe it was Alexis Skye before me.
And how tall is Alexis Skye?
6'4".
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, I know.
I saw some article. They had some article that's posted all over the internet. You were dating a guy who was 6'4".
Yeah. And we were in Paris. And I spent about 2 months in Europe.
You were in love with him, or I guess they were saying that you guys were, you know, you finally met a guy that was sort of your, and he looked like a midget next to you.
I know. We're not dating anymore. I'm now currently single.
Oh, wow.
On the market.
So,
This just means I'm going to get another 1,000 emails from an army of Oompa Loompas, Sam's the orange skin, and green niggers.
Now, but there's a lot of men that like strong, dominant women.
Yes. I can't deny it. Sometimes I want to be a little girl, but most of the time I play superwoman.
Well, you know, I was just playing around with you over there. I could... turn you into a little
girl. You want to go at it again?
Anyway, so I was going to say, because it's not just, I mean, not just in the fetish world, but, you know, I remember in Super Friends, they had that girl that became a big giant, Giganta or whatever her name was,
yeah.
Attacking a 50-foot woman. This has been a fetish that's been going on for a while.
Oh, yeah, it's been around for thousands of years. That's why people, you know, if you look in the Louvre in Paris, you look at Wing Victory.
Right.
The goddess Nike. I've got the same physical deportment and dimensions of that statue.
And except for a swoosh.
I don't have the wings.
Wah-wah.
I don't have.
Come on, Nike. What do you want from me?
No, there's no swoosh.
No swoosh. Okay. No. But
your lack of culture is showing.
I know.
La Victoria La Sabre.
I've got to throw
Amazon.
The jokes in Amazon. I'm being ganged up by these strong, powerful women. Speaking of strong, powerful women, when did you first meet Josie, Frankie? I'm curious about this.
We met a couple of years ago. She was doing a video for
Sex Junkie?
No.
Whips and Chains?
Whips and Chains.
Right.
And it was fun.
I'm gonna feel it keeps hands. Getting banned. He's got these. I could tell. Look at these hands. These are wrestlers.
We were filming it in a back alley.
Are they like sandpaper hands? Are they soft? Or
oh,
what?
They are soft. These are wrestlers' hands. These are grabbers. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He's designed.
They are ass, Josie.
Wait. Josie, are those grabber hands?
These are grabber hands.
They're grabber hands.
So how did you end up on the set of Whips and Chains?
She'd hit me up because somebody else had to punk out on it. And it was like, yeah, we'll go. And we filmed in the back of this alley.
As Josie is wont to do.
Yeah, I was a pimp at all her girls, right? And at one point, people from the neighborhood really thought I was pimping these girls because we even had this, what was it, a church group in their van next door?
Is
that your studio downtown, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And people were just driving by 100, just kind of like checking out the girls. And we met for that and we stayed friends. And
do you do bodyguard work?
No. Well, I actually did a couple
work?
Times for, yes, for child actors, but that was it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did you ask him? Did you do?
He clearly is bodyguard material.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or at least you could play one on TV.
There you go. You're stereotyped as a bodyguard when they cast you, right?
I want to be a bodyguard, but I want to be a supervillain first.
I think you should be a supervillain, but you were in the Netflix show.
She-Hulk.
You'd be a perfect She-Hulk.
You'd be an amazing She-Hulk. Do you ever do comic conventions, like cosplay? And
you know the reason why? I'm going to be very flat out honest. You know why they won't make She-Hulk?
Why won't they make She-Hulk?
The guys at Marvel and DC Comics never want a superhero that can be stronger than any man. Think of this. She-Hulk has all the powers of Hulk.
Right.
Indestructible, super strength.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But she's not manic or rage monster.
Is that why the woman?
Like she gets
Wonder
angry
woman?
And makes cookies.
No, she's
or
an
something?
Attorney. She's an attorney.
What happens when there's PMS?
Well, you know, of course.
The world
Hulk
explodes.
Smash. That's what happens when there's PMS.
Hulk smash. Get your ass over here.
but that's a good question. Do you go to comic book conventions? So I imagine
crazy. I've never gone to one, but I've been to get your butt over there.
You really should because
I do need to get over there.
They would go crazy for you.
I would love to do like a combo costume thing with you for some sort of a convention. There's a Kamikaze that comes here every year to Los Angeles, Stan Lee's convention.
We have to do that, don't we?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I've got good cards in my car.
You guys, I could tell already. Just hit it off. And I knew.
I like her.
I love her. She's great. We all like Amazon Eve. Amazon Eve was actually in Hemlock Grove.
Yes, that the was Netflix a series regular and a TV show.
The Netflix series.
That's awesome. What character did you play?
I played the body of Shelley Godfrey. It's an homage to Frankenstein. Kind of hits you right in the face. Shelley, Mary Shelley, Frankenstein.
So you were like a Frankenstein monster. A hot Frankenstein monster. Don't wrestle me again, but like a Frankenstein monster sort of thing.
Well, you have to read the book. I'm technically not able to discuss it because I'm not authorized for publicity on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you could say you were in it.
I was in it, yes.
And you were a series regular.
I was a series regular.
That's all we have to say. Everybody else, check it out on Netflix.
Yes. And, they got a second season, too, so there'll be a second season coming out.
And you'll be in that?
No. Okay. My character evolves.
I gotta go home and watch this.
That's so awesome.
I know, I've seen it on Netflix before, but I haven't actually taken the time to watch it. Now I think I will.
The book is great. Gotta read the book.
Actually,
the book is probably on audible.com. If you go to the Dark Mark Show, you can probably get the audible audiobook on Audible.
Make a plug.
Audible.com.
But
Amazon. So how did, I mean, I'm trying to think. So Karl Lagerfeld also photographed you.
Yeah, I got to, in September, actually February, I was flown back to New York. I was there with...
I hope I'm getting the name right, but I know he's a famous photographer.
God, what's her name? Oh, she was... Black Widow, help me out here. Scarlett Johansson was in it. And by the way, Scarlett, when she's not being a movie star, you can't tell who she is. She's like Stealth Woman. Okay, she was on set. I had no idea she was there, but Gabourey Sidibe was there.
For Precious.
Yeah, she won the Academy Award. She was there. And there were
what magazine was this for?
This was for Harper's Bazaar. It was in the September issue. You can actually see my picture on the cover of my my website, AmazonEve.com.
Right.
And there's a shorter model there. And
I recommend you go to AmazonEve.com. I had hours and hours of fun on AmazonEve.com.
Research?
Some research. I was researching for the show.
Uh-huh. That's what he calls it.
I was researching.
I have a Wikipedia.
You know what?
The Wikipedia wasn't as interesting as the pictures that I saw. Also, DannyDanger.com. That's a good one too.
Really?
That brings back memories. I haven't touched that page in 2 years.
I did. I touched it quite a bit. But
people forget that Amazon Eve is kind of a ditzy model character I play. I didn't expect it to be famous. I didn't expect it to go viral. But you put me on the cover of a magazine with this tiny little short 5-foot chick, and it just goes.
Because the theme of this photo shoot was all the shapes and sizes of women.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was. They called it Singular Beauties, and mm-hmm. it has nothing to do with homogenized, stereotypical, this prescripted concept of model or beauty.
Well, nobody wants that. As you can see, the dark marks are. We don't go by the typical concept of beauty. Everybody here in the studio is beautiful in their own
Everyone
way.
Everyone is beautiful.
And in the craziest, nuttiest ways. Except for Frankie. I'm not hitting on you. I'm sorry. But,
no, it's all right. Yeah. The cool thing to Amazon is where you came from and the fact that you got out to do all this. The fact that you got out to do what you're doing is brilliant. You know what I mean? Because I know that area.
I've been around the world about.
They've been in Central California. I'll catch you. They've been in Central California.
One of the third most miserable cities in the U.S.
They both escaped, and look at them. They're in Hollywood, and they're owning the town.
Yeah, it's dead town. I mean, the fact that you're doing that is just brilliant.
Yeah. Literally, it's been fun. I'm gonna be in San Diego this weekend. I'm gonna go to Las Vegas, and
right. That's why I wanted to have you on the show because I have them booked, and normally it's a good thing when I have a one woman, one guy, Josie and me. But I said, I got to have you on. And you're doing stand-up comedy. Why?
I grow tired of the banal and redundant bikini model.
I mean, you're funny, but everybody does.
I want to do something a little different. Right. I want to talk about my life, my real life. You know, I'm working on a solo show, which is kind of a combination of theater.
Right.
My undergraduate work was in theater arts and then business management. And I studied law.
Wow.
And
got brains.
A little bit.
Nothing's hotter than brains. well, nothing's hotter than brains in that rack that you have. That if you get the combination,
yeah, they're
of that,
mine. I have a receipt.
Right. We got three women in here who brains and racks galore. I don't know if I'm going to sleep tonight.
We need to play chess.
Before I play chess, now Danny, you brought some of your things that you have done in your act.
Yeah, I brought a few things with me.
And so if you could show Amazon what look at the way Amazon's looking at you. She's fascinated.
Frankie's looking at you the same way.
We're all fascinated by it. You're one of the best guests we ever had. The show that you were on was the number 3 show of 2003.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
You only got beat by somebody who set a girl on fire, and Doc Shaw came in and electrified everybody.
You should have let me bring fire in. I could have set myself on fire too.
You're welcome to every time.
Did you just pull
out
a nail?
Jeremy will let
I did. There are six of them.
That's a nail.
And there's going to be more.
Yeah, this.
So this is a nail from my bed of nails.
Right.
Okay. Now, traditionally, when you think about bed of nails, you think about there you go. You think about a large piece of wood with 200, 300, 400, 500 nails in there.
That's a lot of them. That's real and that's sharp.
Yeah, I actually took a Dremel and made that sharper and cleaned off the edges. So I have 6 of these in my bag, and that comprises my bed of nails. I've taken my bed of nails down to 4 nails before. Now, when you think about a regular bed with 500 nails on there, that's simple math. That's weight distribution. You know, you lay on that, it doesn't hurt. When you lay on 6 of these, that hurts like a motherfucker.
And then when you have a woman sitting on your face.
Exactly.
Which is what Tesla does.
You know what's funny? That's a great question. And the answer is no. I don't like pain. I do what I do as far as like my body modifications and things like that. I deal with the pain to get what I want. This bed of nails, for me, the joy of performing it is more powerful than the pain that I experience while doing it.
But you could tolerate pain more than a lot of people.
I think that's debatable, especially if you talk to my tattoo artist.
Did you see me wrestle over there? I couldn't take a thing. It was.
And also, she said this time she wants to be tased, not on the nipples. Because it hurt last
plenty,
time.
There's plenty of tissue.
We got 10 minutes to go. I don't know if do you want to tase? Do you want to do the better nail?
The better nails may take a little bit longer to set up, so probably not that. But if you want, I have two different tasers with me. I have an 80,000 volt and I have a 250,000 volt.
Why don't we let Frankie do it since he's saying right there, Ira, it tastes
you. No, no, you know what? Why don't we have Amazon do it?
You earned your stripes on that one, I tell you.
Look at the face, look at the face. You like that idea.
Show me. You're going to have to give me good instructions.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the bed of nails and fire next time, Tessa.
Okay.
So, do you have a fire permit in this place?
Well.
Yes.
We do now, but...
I have my sonic screwdriver, too.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
No, Doctor Who.
My sonic screwdriver from Doctor Who.
So who's your favorite doctor?
I'm a Tennant fan, number 10 for life.
I don't like Tennant.
I'm old school Tom Baker, but that's just me.
You've been to the
I saw the
50th
anniversary. It sucked except for the Tom Baker thing. Tom Baker, if it wasn't for Tom Baker, that would have sucked.
You know what? I do agree with you there. I think that was the highlight of the 50th.
Yes. Anyway, enough of the Doctor Who talk. I knew what that was. When I was a kid, I used to watch Doctor Who. Frank, did you watch Doctor Who when I was a kid?
Space 1999, right afterwards.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Martin Landau.
Okay, so here we go. So we got the...
Okay, that's the real thing.
Yeah, this is the real thing. Both of the tasers that I have are both police-issue tasers. This one is smaller. Since you haven't handled a taser before, I'm going to let you handle the lower dosage. This is an 80,000 volt.
What did I tase you with last time?
Probably the 250,000.
No, I was just listening to the show because I didn't want to repeat anything. Although we're repeating it, but it's so great because you taser with the higher voltage.
Do you seriously?
No, Amazon. No, we want to do
okay,
this.
Okay, I'm in awe now. You got me in awe.
Okay,
I'm completely awed.
She had me in awe when I first met her.
Switch, okay.
Yeah. When I first met her, and I just saw her, and I was like, you're gorgeous, and I talked to you, and then when you told me what you did, it was crazy. And then when I saw what you did, unbelievable. Wait, we have a call. Hold on.
Someone's calling in. Lovely.
Hello, caller.
Oh, yeah, this is a great show.
Hi, this is Melrose Larry Green, isn't it?
Melrose.
This is definitely Melrose Larry Green. I'm hooked on your show, man.
Amazon Eve and Frank,
hi,
you want to switch around?
Melrose, how are you?
Hello. How are you, kid?
Anyway, I miss you already.
Anyway, Melrose Larry Green, Tessa LaCoyle, and Amazon Eve, and Frankie. Great guess, huh?
Oh, great. I've been texting with Sin Fisted, and I told her that you mentioned her, and she's so excited.
No, the thing is, Melrose, you got to go to, it's on your site, right? DannyDanger.com? There's a picture of Sin Fisted. No, I want to put the camera on them so we could see her tasing. If you go to DannyDanger.com, there is a picture of Sin Fisted shooting sparks at Tessa LaCoyle, and she's waving them off with her arm. So, Melrose, thanks for calling.
Oh, I love it. It's a great show, guys.
Okay, well, we're going to get some tasing in, so thanks, Melrose.
Okay, go back to that. I'll talk to you later, guys.
I'll try to hook you up with Sin Fisted.
Call back again, Melrose.
Thank you, guys.
Can't wait to see you back in.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so Amazon Eve has the taser.
Okay, so let me just do a demo really quick. Right. Okay, so you're going to do that, right? So... But just touch it like that, okay? And then up. But obviously,
look how they bounce.
You're not going to hold it on there.
Not the just.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Just
you and your real memories.
I can come over and touch her breasts and show you how to do it if you'd like, or no? Okay.
Do I just
hold it down? Hold. And yep. And then just touch it.
Just touch.
Oh.
Now do it again. Do it again. Even me out.
You got to even out.
You know, if you keep practicing this, no cop could tase you.
They already can't.
Jeez.
Now see if you can do it. Let me see if I can give a real good close up for the camera here.
Okay.
There you go. She's not even flinching.
Unbelievable. How does that feel, Tessa? I know I asked you that last time.
I may have to change my undies.
Is it because of the taser or because who is tasing you?
A little of column A, a little of column B.
Because when Josie tased you last time, did you get that kind of sensation?
Wait a second.
Well, hold on. Amazon's standing
up. Are you going
to do it? I'm going to do it.
Okay, now, do you want me to hold your hair?
No, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, down.
All right.
I can't touch you, can I? I'll get shocked.
Oh, well, yeah, you may.
Oh, that was a long, that, oh, a long time. Ah! Ah! Ooh. You're holding it for a long time.
Oh my goodness, I think you're a little reclumped there. You're, look at you.
She has burn marks.
You know how, well, you weren't here, but when we had Joe and he stuck his nub up Sinfista's butt, I thought we had a love connection. I think we might have another one now.
I know.
Well, I am heteroflexible.
And I'm unspecifically queer, so that totally works.
That's how would you like a little dark mark sandwich? Anyway,
can I get a dark mark?
Crickets.
We've already got our meat over here.
Oh, the meat's Frankie. Frankie's the meat.
I've discovered threesomes in Australia.
Oh yeah. They've got threesomes here too. Look, he's sweating out too. Oh my god,
Australia for those.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's three. I'm thinking fivesome right now. I don't want Jenny's got a boyfriend. Anyway, where does the time go, Frankie?
Yes. Thank you.
We didn't talk a lot, but I think I might have.
I'm traumatized in a good way. I'm good.
I think I might have gotten you the greatest threesome in the history of man.
And I thank you.
Yes. Frankie, tell us all about where you are, your band, and everything that's going on with you.
Round 9 Collective, Street Punk Oi.
Did you have a show coming up?
Actually, we just finished our big weekenders with the Templars, Band Forced Reality, and Warlords.
Thanks, Josie. Good timing as usual.
And we have a good, our EP be out on Chapter 11 Records in about a week.
Okay.
So check us out.
I was going to play some
that
music.
That was our hour?
That's it. Yeah. I want to have
Can
you back.
Can we do this again?
I want to do it again. Totally. Amazon, tell us all about you and what you got going on.
I'm going to be going to Japan very soon and film a TV show. I'm going to be doing.
Came back. You have to go to the Harajuku district.
Oh, well.
It's so much fun.
I've been there about 4 times. I've already been on TV there about 4 times. Right. So I'm kind of a regular over there.
And you know your way.
So now you can say I'm big in Japan.
AmazonEve.com.
Yes.
And you're on Facebook, Twitter, and all
Facebook,
of that.
Twitter. I'm all over the place. I've got a Wikipedia.
We'll talk about the Wikipedia next time. When you're back from Japan, we're going to have you in. We got to talk some more. There's so much more to get to. Tessa LaCoyle, what do you got going on? Where people get a hold of you? Or are you trying to lay low?
You know, I'm not necessarily trying to lay low, but I am doing my thing. If you're in the greater LA area and you'd like to come check out the Natural History Museum, you can come see me down there. We have a great event called First Fridays, which is coincidentally enough, the first Fridays of every month. And we reopen the museum at night, bring in some local DJs, some live music.
Oh, that's
bar.
Cool. I think I was there once.
That
was cool.
So you get dance music and dinosaur bones.
And that's a great date night.
Yeah, it is. It's perfect.
So, and Josie, Josie, oh yeah.
I'm actually here tonight, believe it or not. Hi.
Yes. Josie.
Hello, Dark Minions.
You've got a show with Carrera coming up?
I do. Next Tuesday, we're going to be releasing our single at Velvet Margarita in Hollywood, California. And then we'll be at Loaded the following Tuesday after, which is also in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard. So you can find me, just Google Josie Cat, J-O-S-I Cat, K-A-T, and you'll find my Twitter and all that kind of stuff.
So if you're in Hollywood, chances are on a Tuesday you'll run into Josie. You know what it's time for now? It's time for the spank train. We're going to get a quick spank train in.
Yeah,
we got a minute to do it.
Who gets to be spanked?
Everybody gets to
be
spanked. We're going to spank this way and then go back the other way, okay?
How does it work?
You can spank Frankie and then Tessa. Come on, everybody get up. Have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody.
Spanker time.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
How does it work?